Welcome, everyone, to today's call. As a blogger insider for Versus, you have been granted exclusive access to an interview with NHL's Jonathan Toews of the Chicago Blackhawks. Please remember that any reproduction, distribution, or transmission of any part or parts of today's call is not permitted. However, today's call is being recorded and will be produced into podcast segments and made available for broadcast. I would like to welcome you to this exclusive interview with Jonathan Toews of the Chicago Blackhawks. We are thrilled to have Jonathan with us today, along with everyone else on the call. We have compiled a terrific group of blogger insiders for today's call and are excited to hear what everyone has to say. Let's keep the interview today positive and upbeat. And let's jump right into the question and answer portion of this call. And we'll take our next question from Keith Webb in Baltimore, Maryland. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Jonathan. Keith here again, and I'm reading questions from Chan of the hockey blog Kukla's Corner. And he writes to ask, how did you find out about the coaching change, and how was it taken in the locker room?
I didn't find out until they announced that we had a team meeting with and trainers and assistant coaches and everybody in the locker room who were really concerned. And, you know, I think it was really shocking. I think everyone was shocked because we all know it was very early in the season. And, it was tough. You know, I think there's a lot of everyone knows how young of the guys are in our locker room. So not all the guys have been through a coaching change like this, especially early in the season. So I think it was an adjustment for a lot of the guys. But so far it's gone well. I think there's a couple of us in the locker room that had experience playing for Joel Quenneville, and I think. So we all kind of had an idea what he was about and what it was going to be like. But I think coming in, he didn't try to change too much. As soon as he was hired, he just wanted us to play and not think too much. And I think now, especially we have a 5-day break, he's doing a little bit more coaching here and there and a lot of video. And he's slowly molding us into his style of team. And we can see changes here and there, but it hasn't been too drastic, too crazy where it gets overwhelming, but I think he's done a great job so far, and there's definitely a lot of respect for him in the locker room. But it's never to forget what Denny Savard did for our team as well. I think, he's a big part of, the success I had in my rookie season. So, like I said, it's bittersweet. You know, it's tough to see a guy like Savvy go, but you always have to be positive and optimistic about your situation.
Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Just one more question. Has anyone contacted you about Team Canada 2010, and what do you think about that?
No one's contacted me about that. I think that's still a long ways away. I think anytime anybody ever mentions that to me, I definitely got to keep my feet on the ground and be very realistic about my chances, considering the players that are being considered for that team. So I think I have a long way to go. A lot of different areas of my game that I have to develop and get better. And hopefully everything goes right. I can stay healthy and keep going down this path I've been going down. And who knows, maybe that'll become a reality. That's definitely would be a dream come true. But if not, there's always another chance on the road.
Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Good luck out there on the ice.
All right, thank you.
Hi, this is Onyx Star from CoyotesHipCheck.com, and I'm also a part of the Hockey Ladies of Greatness community. First, I want to say, congratulations. You guys are doing really wonderful, and it looks like you're having a great time out there. My question is, are there any of the new rookies that you have especially maybe taken note of this season, maybe somebody that reminds you of yourself and from last season? If you have, who are they, and what piece of advice would you give to these new kids about dealing with their rookie seasons and the expectations?
Are you talking about any rookie?
Any rookie that's particularly caught your eye. You guys kind of led the charge last season. Is there anybody out there that's, kind of doing the same thing?
I guess, yeah. I think you said you're from Phoenix, and maybe you're hoping that I talk about Kyle Turris a little bit, but I think he's definitely a player that, he was drafted third overall, just like myself, I think. And after his draft year, he went back to college, played a year, and developed, and now he's stepping into the NHL. I think a lot of us were going through the same thing. I think he's had a great start to his rookie season. And, you know, he's a good, young, hardworking kid. Obviously, he's got a great future.
Thank you. My second question is, I've spent a lot of time in Chicago, and I know how they really get up for these different events. Have you started seeing a lot of excitement around the outdoor game yet, you know, city
officials
and venues yet?
Well, since the day it was even mentioned, you know, it's been crazy. I think definitely since the press conference this summer, you know, people don't stop talking about it. So I think expectations and the whole energy, I guess, around this whole event is going to be incredible. I think it's going to be great for us players and our team and for the NHL. So all in all, I think it's going to be a great event.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Jonathan, this has been fantastic. I have just one more question for you. What has it been like working with Versus so far as team captain and also so far this season? And is there anything you're looking forward to with Versus that we don't currently know about?
I got to do a couple things on ice with Versus this summer in New York City, so obviously it was nice to get acquainted there. And I think all the players definitely enjoy it. You know, I think we all know when we're playing the games on Versus, especially because I get a lot of calls after the games about people, you know, across the country. You see those national TV games. So it's always pretty cool, and you know, obviously you guys do a great job.
Great. Thank you very much, Jonathan, and thank you for participating in today's call.